This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. My dad just texted me. He goes, "Who's this singer?" I go, and I don't know how far delayed they are or whatever. What was the song we played right before this?
It was Crash Into Me, the Dave.
Oh, yeah, it has to be the Sia song, because he was saying as a girl. He goes, she sings real high and she's got a great range. I go, Sia, Google her. She's interesting. That should be fun. A fun little rabbit hole for him to go down. Good morning, everybody. It's 6:41 on Hope Day, and it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by National First Responders Day. National First Responders Day recognizes the heroic men and women who make it their business to take immediate action when disaster strikes. From wildfires to pandemics, make sure you take time today to give thanks to a first responder.
But do it from 6 feet away with a mask on, please.
We are still so great. You know, being evacuated sucked, but our house didn't burn down. And those people...
And didn't get looted.
What's that?
And didn't get looted.
Well, I mean, we did lose a car, but that's not
right. But still, that was, pre-evacuation.
That was just the day before. You're right. It was the day before the actual patrols kicked in. No, they did great by all of us, the whole community. And it was... I was super... I'm almost proud to tears when I think about that, like, the heroes that go and do stuff when we are in need. You know, it's easy to take that for granted. Well, that's their job.
What would we do without them?
You still need to be grateful and thankful. Mm-hmm. Just because they're paid doesn't mean that they haven't done great work on your behalf.
Yep.
All right, so there's that. Now, listen, the weather's been unbelievable. I don't know how it was by your house yesterday, but it's gorgeous. Yeah, man, all the thumbs up.
All the thumbs available up in the air. Great day.
Yep. Oh. So enjoy another one.
Did
another
you just
great
double bird
ahead.
Me at that same time you double thumbed up me?
What'd you say?
It looked like you went like this.
Yeah, it was all my thumbs up.
Oh, those are middle fingers. Those aren't our thumbs, Vinny. Those actually don't.
Whatever. You know what I mean. I was just
well, I don't because you just double finger
multiple thumbs.
Did me.
No.
Well,
wait, what did you just say I did to you?
I'm not even sure. I feel a little bit violated, frankly.
Don't. Anyway, another really nice day ahead. So
excellent. I like this kind of day.
I do too.
I just, if the wind could stay down and if people could not flick their cigarettes out windows, it'd be great if the good days of no new fires continued.
Let's try to not start fires today. Good. That's a great goal, Sarah.
Thank you, Vin. Goals. Gotta have them.
This is from the Merck News here in the South Bay. Four more Bay Area counties advanced to less restrictive orange reopening tier.
That's
so
good news.
This is good news. They say they've loosened coronavirus restrictions on four more Bay Area counties. This was as of yesterday. So, and by the way, we're seeing an alarming surge in other parts of the country and in other countries. Mm. So I know that I was telling you Europe has had to dial a ton of stuff back. That's Italy and Spain and
all the places
UK
where they thought they had it tamped down.
Right. Well, and they did, but that's we're looking at this thing goes in waves, and it comes out in, you know, certain events, it seems, either the good weather or a holiday, and we have those approaching.
We do, and it's, you know, like we've said, the words caution fatigue, that's one of my favorite phrases out of 2020, just great, sums it all up, really, and it's true that you, when you've decided to take the step to go and see people, you just quickly remember how fun life used to be, and you sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, I've certainly been guilty of it. I see some friends, and we're... You know, we're all supposedly careful, and we have just our little bubble of people that we go and see, and it's definitely, you just get, but you fall right back into your old patterns.
Well, Santa Cruz, San Mateo, Contra Costa, and Marin counties advanced yesterday into the orange, from the red tier to the orange tier.
So what can we now do that we couldn't do when we were red
tier? I actually think, and I don't have any details on it, but you're going to see stuff open up more, so there'll be more indoor dining. They're even talking about Santa Cruz opening the beach boardwalk.
Oh.
So it's definitely a new level. I'm not saying that they've opened it. I'm saying that's what they're talking about.
Right.
It does clear the way for that option for them. So,
but it would be limited, right? Like if you have indoor dining, these are reservations that you're going to have to make. You're not going to find a lot of walk-in availability. You're going to have to have planned for that.
Yeah, there's going to be things, though. They already say they're going to open the bowling alley near the boardwalk. So
that's great.
It's great for a lot of reasons. Now we just got to remember that, you know, keep your mask on, be as careful as possible.
Wash your hands, don't touch your face.
Yeah. Let's hope we can do this responsibly. That way we've got people going back to work and businesses, you know, making money again, which is super important. It looks like the orange tier also allows for indoor church services, which is a big deal. I know the church by my house, which we haven't been to in a long time. They'd been setting up chairs outside and doing it in the parking lot. And I'm sure that's better than nothing, but
better
we haven't
nothing,
been
right.
to even that, even to that we haven't been.
Well, and it doesn't rain here. So we have it a little different than most parts of the country where, you know, already it's late October. It's almost November. Like winter is coming in a lot of places. And, you know, sitting outside in a church circle isn't in a rainstorm doesn't work.
Well, you're earning it, Sarah. You're earning that clear week of no troubles by sitting in the rain. And
so this is he gives it out weekly. Is that what you're telling me?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, that's,
you show up on Sunday. I see.
You don't want a free pass for life, then you'll never go back.
Right.
Come on.
Why
anyway,
so
church
fun.
Service, it looks like, is going to resume, and that's good news. I also believe the indoor dining thing, what they're saying here is the restaurants can open up to half of their normal capacity or 200 people, whichever is fewer. So we'll see how that goes, but that's really good news. I'm happy to hear that, and I know a lot of people are welcoming a night out in a restaurant, maybe their favorite one.
It'll be such a weird thing to be in a restaurant eating. It really will. I mean, the outdoor dining and the, you know, the wind blowing your food and napkins going everywhere. That's what we're used to.
When I met Christina, she ate 3 or 4 meals a day out. She was just a single business lady who did that. That's what she did. She didn't
how
cook.
I guess she ran, so that's how she was so skinny.
She didn't. Yeah, and plus, you know, we're talking about long days too. So she'd start early morning, you know, and work until the nighttime. Anyway, and the restaurant thing has slowly changed because of the kids, obviously. And then, you know, this thing happens. She hasn't been to a restaurant in I don't know how long. And it's
probably 7 months.
It's the thing she likes.
Months.
Oh, to go back to a restaurant and just order food and eat and be like, no dishes, no worries. There are a lot of people who miss it, and I know she's one of them. So it's great news for those businesses. They'll get happy customers, and at least in the beginning.
Yes.
Then we'll start taking it for granted again, like usual.
Right. That's what we do.
Right. But
we forget how precious things are until they're taken away from us.
This is a story that is in the murk. I wanted to do it because I just think it's not only tragic, but I'm sure we're dealing with some you know, drunk driving and more. So this is the headline. Minivan passenger leans out and slaps a bicyclist, and both of them end up dead. So
that's
the bicyclist,
awful.
It's an awful story, and it needs to be told because these were young kids out at 7 in the morning on a Sunday. I don't want to speculate too much, but I'm guessing this was part of a long night, my guess.
The people in the minivan.
The people in the minivan, yes. So
okay. The bicyclist is just going along.
Out for a bike ride. And I imagine if you live in Las Vegas at this time of year, you have to do everything early or it's way too hot to do anything.
You can't do it, right. You'll
so
die.
The incident occurred at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday. They say it was on Hollywood Boulevard in Vegas. They're calling it a residential area on the east edge of Vegas. Witnesses told police they saw several vehicles were driving recklessly, and that a passenger in one of them was leaning out the window and trying to slap pedestrians as they went on the sidewalk as they drove by. He missed them and then took a swipe at the bicyclist in the bike lane. He connected. The bicyclist was thrown to the ground. At the same time, the passenger fell out the minivan's window and also hit the ground and a light post. Mm. Now, here's where this is like... The van's driver did not stop. Took off.
Oh my God.
They're still looking for the driver. Now I'm going to guess that's a person who'd been drinking and driving. Because why wouldn't you stop?
At the very least, drinking and driving. I mean, are we not going to be able to figure out who this person is because that was a friend of his? Maybe
they're
just
looking
some rando
into
that
it
he
now.
Picked
they
up.
Say. Police are seeking the van's driver. The bicyclist is a woman in her was a woman in her 50s, and the attacker was a man in his 20s. Both died thanks to this early morning incident.
So she just died from the fall?
Yep.
Okay.
And he just died from his fall
flew
as well.
Out and hit a light post, and
right.
He just seems so much more likely to she that's tragic. That's absolutely
yeah.
awful.
No, it's terrible. And it's, you know, I just think like, oh my God, you guys
are douchebags.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yeah. Now, Sarah, I told you were you're on the cutting edge all the time. I didn't know that you were always.
It's true, Vin. I don't like to rub people's noses in it, but you know, I am pretty much a trendsetter.
The word gymnasium.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. How about a fast fact?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Ready for
I'm
a fast
to intro
fact.
These things. The word gymnasium,
yes,
comes from the Greek word gymnasine.
I see.
Which literally translates to exercise naked.
Oh.
So your naked
oh,
gym
my God. It wasn't
was
a naked...
way out in front of, like, who knew? Sarah knew. Sarah, that's who knew.
Well, why would I want to dirty up clothes when I'm in the privacy of my own home?
Right. Great job out of you.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't a...
What is the naked gym now, today? What did that get turned into?
The studio, right?
It's the studio. Mm-hmm.
That's the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, it's being
we took
put
down
to
a wall, and it's not even a room anymore. It's part of another room.
Are you supposed to say that into a microphone?
Probably not. Oh, right. I just realized that's that was so a lie funny. I just told on the air that isn't true.
Right.
And that...
Jesus Christ, Clark.
My hometown of Santa Rosa shouldn't investigate.
Right.
Oh, crunch. Rich Girl by Hall & Oates wasn't actually about
a girl. Oh.
It was about a guy named Victor Walker who came from a rich family in Chicago, but Daryl Hall didn't want to sing about a rich guy.
Yeah.
Didn't like the way it sounded. He thought the title Rich Girl sounded better, and so,
plus
Rich
Girl.
Plus,
he could put bitch in there, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a real rich bitch, girl.
The Vikings, you know, the real ones.
Yes.
Not the
East Bridgewater Vikings?
No, and not the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh,
the real
Vikings. Right.
The Vikings believed that in heaven there was a giant goat whose udders provided an unlimited supply of beer.
Oh, Well, Valhalla, here I come.
It does sound like heaven, I guess, right?
It does. Yeah, the Vikings. The Vikings had some awesome... My husband and son watch all these Viking shows that are on, like, I don't know, Showtime. I have no idea. I think the show is called Vikings. And they're based on a whole series of books. And I read the first book, and I'm like, well, I don't need to read the rest of the series. But they act out scenes. It's fantastic.
They act
Vikings.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
they
right?
Had a whole, sure. You wouldn't believe the pageantry that happens at this house.
Do the Vikings know when to say when? I'm not sure.
Vikings do not know when to say when. Okay. Vikings go crazy, and they will, I believe, actually rape and pillage comes from the Vikings. Like, that is fully their right as the victors.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I was thinking that sounds great, but then, you know, people like me who don't know when to say when...
Yeah, you would have been a good Viking, Vinny.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. You should watch Vikings. It's funny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says they caught the driver. Good.
Oh, good. Oh, good, good, good.
That's good, because that person needs to be in a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
No treatment, no vaccine. I want to, but no thanks.
Oh, I don't want to see that. Rin, get that out of there. That's the bicycle underneath a car or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeesh.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, that driver, I should say, because I don't know that it was a guy, but that driver is going to do time, maybe life. Two people are dead.
And they took
off.
That
crap.
Right.
Sarah, have you ever done stand-up comedy? You're such a kick.
I did one time do it.
Yep.
And I will say, I think it was the first time I ever told the pee story, which I'm not going to tell now. It's a long, stupid story of
you should tell
embarrassment.
It at the first beginning of the next break. That'd be great.
Nah, I'm not telling that. You know, I just don't like to tell my stories over and over because you always find a way to ruin them. So I'm not going to do that. Oh,
it's
you know
me.
It's true. It is you. It's always
oh
you.
Oh my God. Who picks on whom?
What just happened?
No, it's the
what?
Static.
Okay, nothing.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I guess you are.
We are fine.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, no. Who picks on who? I'm going to say it goes both ways, Vinny. And you know, I probably wouldn't pick on you, but you're so harsh to me.
Like, oh, my God.
I
this
really feel
okay, well, let's just go.
Anyway,
break,
yes, I did
just,
do.
We've
the long and short
line.
Of that is, yes, I've done stand-up comedy one time to pay off a bet. And I was hilarious. All right, coming up in the Celebrity Trash, SNL this weekend. What Jon Stewart's up to, how Borat did, and scary movies after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.